So what did you notice in that video about wrestling? What did you notice? What are some things you saw in that video when they were wrestling? What? And actually, I have to tell you, Tanner and Garrett, I was going to have you come up and demonstrate this, but I figured it might not be a good idea. But yeah, somebody got hurt, didn't they? Yeah, you could see that. What else did you notice? They didn't give up, did they? I would have just laid there and said, okay, I'm done. Just like football, if I were playing football, I see those big guys running after me, I would stop and give them the ball. That's just the reality of that, right? What else did you notice? Is what? It was pretty violent? Yeah. There was a struggle, wasn't there? And they were going through that struggle. Did you see? They were sweating. That one guy had cuts on his face and blood. And it was really a struggle, right? It was really a struggle. And the reality is, that's kind of what happens as we wrestle with life and we wrestle with God. It's a struggle. There's hardship. Sometimes you get out of breath. Sometimes you sweat. You get bruised. You get cuts. You pass out. You don't want to get up. And then you do. And you continue to hold on. It's kind of like life, isn't it? You know, I know what it's like to wrestle with God, and probably you do too. For me, I want to share a story with you that happened to us. It's real life. Talk about a little bit about wrestling God and what it looks like. It all started in January, end of January, beginning of February, right during the Lenten season. And for a pastor, that's a bad time for stuff to happen in 2011. Just after the Ash Wednesday service, my wife's blood pressure went up to like 100 to 200, over 200 or something like that. It was ridiculous. She was pregnant with Samantha. And so we rushed her to the hospital, and the hospital said, you are very sick, and this is very dangerous, and you could die, so we're going to keep you here for 6 weeks. Well, we didn't know it was going to be 6 weeks at the time, but she pretty much lived in the hospital for 6 weeks. Daily, to make sure that Samantha was okay, they would do ultrasounds. And those were kind of fun daily because it pretty much, maybe they were every other day, but pretty much you could see the development of her. That was so cool. And you could see the hair growing. It was this most amazing thing. But I wrestled with God because I was worried about my wife. And after having a stillborn son in Jonah, of course, wrestling with God, please let this baby be born healthy. Let everything be okay. God, if something's going to happen, take me instead. And you get in there and you wrestle, right? And sometimes you get angry with God and you just hold on to him and say, I'm not going to let you go. How can you do this to me, you big jerk? Yeah, I said that. Sure. I was angry at him. It's okay. He's big. He can handle that, right? I mean, you think it in your heart, you can't hide it from him. I always laugh when Adam and Eve sinned, you know, in the garden, and they're hiding from God, and then God comes in and he's like, yoo-hoo, where are you? You know, you can't hide from him, guys. He knows what you're thinking. I was angry, and then there were days I was elated and so joyful to see that little baby growing and being happy, and you wrestle with God, and you keep saying, why are you doing this to my wife? How come she's going through this? Can't you do something about this? Why is this hardship going on? And then, yet you cling to him at the same time, and you say, okay, God, okay, I get it. I know you're doing something good. Something good will come out of this. I love you. You love me, you know, right? And Samantha was born, and she was perfectly healthy. She was a little early, but man, she came out of there, and she screamed, and she was happy, and within a matter of a couple more weeks, we were home with our daughter, and everything's good, you know, and you're praying to God, and you're saying, thank you, this is awesome, and thank you for her, and you know, life is going great. You know how that goes, right? And then you think, well, I'm done wrestling for a while, right? It's kind of like the end of the match. You stand up, and you're like, yeah, I won, but you got another match coming, don't you? Right? That's what happened. You got to keep going. And so 6 weeks after Samantha's home, of course, she got sick, really fast. And we thought, well, maybe it's colic, and the doctor said it's colic. And we're like, well, okay, yeah, that's good. And then within a matter of hours, we were rushing Samantha to a hospital in the Woodlands, Texas, where they had a pediatric emergency room. And, you know, like, as a parent, you're like, oh, no, what's going on? And, you know, but we were hopeful because, you know, everything's fine. It's just colic. She's just really sick. And we get in, and they try putting IVs in her. And let me tell you, it's really sad when you look at your baby, and the only place they can put an IV is right here in the middle of the forehead. Of course, Stephanie and I chuckled and took pictures because we thought, oh, this will be good for her book someday, right? And then they tell you, you know, well, she's not doing so good, so we're going to transport her to downtown Houston to the Memorial Children's Hospital. And we're like, well, okay, nothing's going on, it's fine, we'll go down. And I sent Stephanie home because I said, you need to go get rest, you know, you've been through a lot, you're still not completely healed, and I'll ride with the ambulance, I'll let you know what's going on, right? And we're still joyful, we know she's going to be okay, she's in the hospital. After all, our wrestling match with God was done, and surely we were going to be blessed again, right? Everything was going to be hunky-dory and perfect. That's usually how life is, right? You know, it's that struggle. There's victory, and you have victory for a little while, and then struggle starts coming back in. It's not fair. Why does that happen to Christians? The answer to that question is life isn't fair. And the answer to that question is, well, for one, Satan is alive and well. And number two, God uses these experiences to grow us, to strengthen us, to help us become more mature in our faith and get closer to Him. Little did I know that was happening. So as the ambulance arrives into Children's Memorial Hospital, I remember going up on the elevator, and we get to Samantha's room, and immediately people start yelling, and they're hitting buttons, and Code Blue is called, and I'm whisked out of the room because she had died. So I'm sitting in this waiting room, again, wrestling with God. How in the heck are you doing this? What are you doing to me? Holding on. I'm not going to let you go, though. I'm not going to let you go. You're going to answer to me, big guy. I am not. You're going to bless me. About an hour later, the chaplain comes in, and you know when the chaplain comes in, that's usually not a good sign, but the chaplain says they revived her. She's doing okay, but she has to go to ICU because she has a really bad infection that went to her brain. And so there she is in ICU for these days and wrestling with God. I remember Stephanie and I would find rest and solace at the Ronald McDonald House that was right down the hall from her room. And sometimes we'd just go in there and we would hold each other and we'd cry and we'd scream to God together and we'd wrestle God together. And, you know, you just kind of do that and you're thinking, I'm not going to let you go, you big, big guy. I'm not going to let you go. Why am I going through this? What are you doing? What are you doing? Have you ever felt like that? Anybody? Raise your hand. Anybody? Really? Right? That wrestling, it's hard, isn't it? And you get bruises, and you get sweaty, and the struggle goes on, and you're out of breath, and you're wrestling. One minute you're saying, I'm angry at you, God, and the next minute you're praying for a blessing of healing, and for a blessing of ultimate healing, and for praising Him for that, right? And so a couple weeks go by, and Samantha is let out of the ICU. The infection looks good. You know, we're getting a little more victory in life. They say, unfortunately, she's probably going to have a lot of brain damage. She's going to be handicapped, but that's okay. That's okay. We, Steph and I, we can handle that, God. We can handle that. We're just happy to have a baby. We'll love her. We'll take care of her. We'll do whatever we have to do to raise her up. But then again, you sit and you pray and you say, God, you know what? You work miracles, God. And I'm holding on to you again. You work miracles. She doesn't have to be handicapped if you don't want her to be. Yeah, there goes that struggle again. Wrestling and wrestling, right? Even in the midst of the victory that we thought we had. And so she's whisked away from that hospital into a nursing home for children. And those exist, believe it or not. And she was in this place, and they would give her antibiotics, and she had to be on antibiotics, and they would start a rehab. And if you've ever seen rehab on a baby, it's the cutest little thing in the world. They're working their little limbs, and they're doing all these things, and the baby's playing with a mobile. It's just really cute, right? And things go well, and one day we notice that Samantha's having eye trouble. So we schedule an appointment, and they get an ambulance, and this is a morning on maybe one day of the week. It might have been a Thursday, I think. And we go to downtown Houston again, and they check her eyes, and they say, she's blind. Well, that's okay, God. That's okay. We're wrestling with God, and you know it's okay. We love you, God, and this is going to be good. How dare you do this? But thank you for the blessing that she's alive, right? You guys understand where we're going. You understand this wrestling, right? That's how life goes. But God, make her healthy. Whatever it is, just make her healthy. Remember that. So we go back that afternoon to the nursing home for children, and Stephanie and I start noticing her head is growing. Not normally growing, but really growing. So the doctor comes in and looks at this and says, yeah, this isn't good. So we're in an ambulance again the same day, whisking back to the Children's Hospital in Houston. And we walk in, and the doctor meets us at the door, and he says, you know, we're going to run some tests. And there Steph and I are sitting in the room wrestling with God again. God, heal her. God, take care of her. How can you do this, God? What are you doing, God? The struggle is unreal. You're holding on to Him, but you're asking for that blessing just like Jacob, right? And you can't see the blessing coming. He hits you in the hip. You fall down. You're still holding on. And the doctor comes back, and he sits us down with an intern. And as the doctor starts to speak, the intern runs out of the room crying, and you're like, oh, well, this isn't good. And the doctor says the test shows she has no brain left. She's living off her brainstem. She's going to die. It's at those points you say, okay, do I give up? Or do I continue to wrestle? Do I lay on the mat passed out and say I'm done? Or do I continue to hold on to God? So Steph and I picked our jaws up off the floor, and there she is in the hospital, and the blessing came one day of, you know what? You can either leave her in the hospital hooked up to everything, and if you've ever been in that situation, you really can't hold your baby, you know? It's not really a good life for them. Or there's a pediatric hospice, and you can take her home on hospice. And remember, our prayers had been that God would heal her and help her to have a normal life, and we saw an answer to that prayer, a blessing from God that she would get to go home and have a normal life at home. And so we took her home for about another 4 to 6 weeks, and she had a normal life. She got to go to church, and she got to celebrate her baptism at church, and we took her everywhere we went, and we took her for car drives, and our little dog Frodo and her would cuddle together, and it was just a normal life. And you're praying, God, you're miraculous. You can keep her alive, God. You're miraculous. There's got to be something you can do here. You perform miracles, right? You've separated the water so that the people could go through. It was a miracle that you had Noah build an ark and you rescued the world through that. Heck, it was a miracle that you took a sinner like me and baptized me. It was even a bigger miracle that you took a sinner like me and made me a pastor. So miracles can happen. And we kept praying. We kept struggling. We kept holding on to each other. We kept holding on to God. And the wrestling continued. And then one day, on July 10th, her exact four-month birthday, we get up and Steph and I look at each other and say, today's the day. I don't know how we knew, but we did. Went to church, did church that day, came home, and there's a movie that Steph and I always love that kind of lifts our spirits called Love Actually. Have any of you ever seen that movie? It's a pretty good movie, and we watch it all the time. And we decided to put that movie in, and we asked the family to go home because everybody was there because we just wanted some alone time. I was holding Samantha on my chest, and I felt her as she took her last breath. And I realized at that moment, the wrestling paid off. She was healed. She was healed. The wrestling paid off. God had blessed us. Our daughter would live a normal life. Even better than normal, a perfect life. She would be dancing in heaven and playing with her brother, being held by loved ones who were waiting for her and waiting for us, supervising the building of my chocolate mansion, no doubt, because she knows her daddy loved chocolate. You see, wrestling with God is torturous. It's hard. But he always blesses the wrestling. Because in that wrestling, we hold on to him and we never let go. And he assures us in the death and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ, through the baptismal waters of his grace, that he will pour out blessing upon blessing in our lives. That he will hear our prayers and answer them in ways that we can't imagine. That because he lives, we too will live. That because he lives, no matter what happens to us in this world, we have the greatest hope in knowing that we will in heaven enjoy the perfection, the gifts, the love, the absolute joy and peace that only God can give. You see, that wrestling with God, he allows that into our lives because it produces perseverance. It produces strength. It produces character. It allows us to grow in our faith and mature to the point that others see Jesus. Because little did we know, in sharing the journey with our daughter through something called, Caring Bridge, thousands of people, thousands and ten thousands of people around the world heard the story of our daughter, and still to this day, we will get messages from people we do not know saying, because of her story, I believe in Jesus. Did you hear that? Because of our wrestling match with God, people around the world contacted us, around the world, whom we never met. I said, I believe in Jesus. You see, you never know what that wrestling will produce. I do know it will produce in you the strength and the character and the awesome ability to love God more, to rely on him more, to trust him more. But I also know that the profound witness of that wrestling will touch people around you in the way that they too will go to heaven and know Jesus. Is it worth it? You betcha. The wrestling's worth it. The suffering is worth it. because it cannot compare to the glorious riches that our loving Father has waiting for us because of the death of His Son and the resurrection of His Son to eternal life. That's why it's so important that even not just on Easter, we as Christians say, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.